Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Let's talk about the financial aspect of running a radio station. I imagine it's a doddle.
So, yeah.
Oh, or not.
It's a breeze.
Or not.
No,
yeah,
it's a breeze.
Yeah.
It's like any
doesn't
business.
Doesn't keep you up at night, ever. Right.
So, it's very interesting because I started a radio station with a 6 million rand deficit. The startup fees.
Wow.
Were
wow.
6.5 million to
That's
start
Chai FM. That's a huge barrier to entry.
Mm. But I launched Chai FM in 2008, huh?
Right.
Sure. Do you remember what happened in 2008?
I do.
It's a global financial crisis.
Mm-hmm. Everything crashed,
so
including our electricity.
It's just completely
Mad.
Broken.
Yeah.
Completely broken. So really, you're starting on the back foot and you're trying to catch up. So we started off with volunteers, who I am just so grateful for. But volunteers are volunteers.
Mm,
you ultimately want to get to a position where, you know, it's not even just about professionalism. It's about you want people to be gainfully employed.
Right.
There's a different
right.
level of commitment.
Sure.
And you want to be a vehicle by which people can grow and better their lives.
Mm.
And so that's been the goal. You know, always aim to hire the best for as much as you can afford.
Right.
And that's still our goal. So we continue, but it does take money.
Right.
So that's why we're having the radio con.
What sustains Chai FM month to month?
Month to month, we have the most incredible advertisers.
Right.
Our advertisers are just incredible. You know, I think we are one of the few radio stations that didn't have to, possibly even the only radio station, that didn't need to lay off anybody during COVID.
Incredible.
Which is just,
it's
a blessing on a different level.
Mm, absolutely.
No, not to have to worry about that.
Yeah. But obviously, it's a very expensive exercise. I mean,
you want to keep moving forward.
Mm.
And that means bringing in the skills, right? So we are, you know, as an example, our new news editor. It's the first time in 13 years that we have created this position
but
of
that
news
raises
editor,
the
but
level
really
the standard it. Tremendously absolutely
Howard we are living in a country where I have absolutely no doubt in my mind that the media has been captured right everybody is driving an agenda
a narrative
exactly what happened to reporting where you give people the facts give your listeners give your readers the facts and let them decide I don't know maybe humanity isn't there and you have to spell it out for them I don't agree with that. But we want to keep raising the bar so it's the one place that you know you will always find the correct information. And that's going to take a news editor. I need to extricate myself from all the other things that I do and focus on the vision of Chai FM because we are, you know, we've launched our helpline internationally. You can call our helpline, the Chai FM helpline. If you don't know, it's a 24-hour free counseling services. And you can call it free from anywhere in the world.
Right,
you just go to the Chai FM website.
Right, and you click on,
helpline button.
I saw it the other day. I actually didn't know that you could do that for free from anywhere. And I thought
anywhere
that is phenomenal.
Yeah.
And that is part of what we were talking about before, is having this immense responsibility, which you must feel. You must feel some, I know I feel it some days, and as privileged as I am to do what I do and love every minute of doing what I do, there are days that I do feel the responsibility more heavily than other days. Just knowing the connection that you have with people, that I have with my listeners, that maybe my listeners have with me, that as much as the privilege, it makes me feel very responsible. How do you feel every day?
Humbled.
Right.
It's very privileged to be able to do that, and it's precious. So you have to look after it.
Some messages. Diana Levy says, well done, guys. You are the greatest ever. Gail says, I go moggy when Chai FM is not on air. Big love to you and big love to you, Kathy, and a cup of coffee for Howard. What? I don't get love. I just get the coffee. Fine. I'll take it. I don't mind. And Gimple says, I hope the new news editor refers to it as disputed territories and not occupied territories. And that's the other thing is we've already got 140,000 editors. don't we?
We do.
We've already got 140,000 news editors. Why do we need to employ one?
You know what? Those 140,000 editors actually keep us pushing the bar 100%. Harder and harder and harder. And you have helped us to grow over the years.
Yeah, for sure.
Because you force us to grow. And yeah. I thank you for that.
Because they take, you know, we're forced to take nothing. Yeah. You know, nothing is taken for granted. And I think that is absolutely
no sitting on
awesome.
Your laurels in this place.
Nothing. So, again, let's just go back now.
Radiothon. Kurt Darren.
Yes. Kurt Darren. So it's next Thursday.
Next Thursday, 6 a.m. Starts to 6 p.m.
6 to 6 at Norwood Mall. You'll tell me how to get there.
Three Sorry Maria Road,
right. And it's obviously going to be COVID safe people.
Yeah, absolutely. We are, it's taking 8 companies just to do the setup. We've taken basically 3 events that would have been major events on their own, and we have combined them.
Incredible.
I need my head red, actually.
Absolutely.
But we've got the Radiothon, so we're moving our studio, we're moving our call center to Norwood Mall.
Word.
It's that big main mezzanine.
Right.
Outside, you know, between clicks by the elevators, by the kosher.
I'll take your word for that, yeah.
Oh, stop it, Howard. I saw you at
Norwood I go to Reader's Warehouse there, so it is true. I do know. I'm just being a little bit obtuse deliberately. But, and Kurt Darren, do we have a time, like 8 o'clock?
Kurt Darren's
going to
be on
be
from
there?
5 o'clock.
What? In the afternoon?
Yeah.
So does that mean I've got to come back?
Yes.
Because I'm not going to miss
you're
Kurt
Darren.
You're
not going to want to leave.
That
I'm
probably,
telling you now.
Probably true. So that is fantastic. And we'll give out, obviously, all the numbers, and everybody will be able to make their pledges either there or simply just phone them in, presumably.
Exactly. But I'll give you the number.
Yeah,
it's
what is
so
it?
It's so easy.
What is it?
01-01-40-40-90.
Well, that's pretty
how
easy.
How easy is that?
That is a pretty easy.
It's our office number.
Kimball says, Howard, do you not see the synergy? Sorry, Marie and Hey Korsten. Yes, I saw the synergy, Kimball. Jeez. Of course I saw the synergy.
Have we got time for another Kurt Darren song?
Well.
Macy. Do we have Macy?
Well, I can always get you Macy. You know, that's the advantage of technology today. But, let's see. Macy. Let's see what I've got from Kurt Darren. I've got Captain. I've got Los Lapi. I've got Uff and Uff. I don't even know what that is. I don't even know what that is. And let's see what else I've got on this is Kurt Darren. Hey?
Massive. I see where you are. Howard.
Well, there we go. So is that another Kurt Darren song of choice? Do we play this at Bar Mitzvahs as well?
You seriously have to learn the lyrics to his songs.
Oh, I'm going to.
Bring comfortable shoes because we're all going to
line
dance.
If you let me sing out loud, maybe with my mic or on, I would have learned some of these
Norwood
words.
Norwood Mall, you can sing as loud as you like.
You say that now. You say that now. Wait till next Thursday. Kathy Kayla, an absolute treat to have you
in studio.
And I can't wait for next Thursday. Big mazel tov for the bar mitzvah to all of us.
And to you. Yes.